the 7 most common myths about sales, and Ari's going to give some tips on these. Number one, the number one of the 7 myths that we have, it's hard to say myths and that sounds strange.
Yeah, exactly.
Based on your listing. The number one myth is selling is a numbers game. This is what I hear from all the sales gurus and, you know, when I was in the corporate world for a while, they all just talked about the numbers. Selling is a numbers game. Tell us why that's wrong.
Well, it's interesting because that is the first thing that people say when they think about the word selling. They say it's a numbers game. And let me kind of tell you where the numbers game concept came from. Where it came from was people who were selling, when they got rejected on the phone or couldn't get through to a decision maker, what happened was their manager or boss said, okay, you can't get through, you got rejected, just call somebody else. So what would happen is we just kept moving and moving through as many people as possible so that essentially we were taught that if you call X amount of people, if you call 100 people a day, then you should squeeze out 2 or 3 leads. So what's happened is because of numbers game concepts, we sort of dehumanized the process of talking to people on the phone, and our goal is to move as quickly as possible the moment we feel rejection or can't get a hold of somebody. Mm-hmm. And so what that does is it completely ignores the whole issue of the quality of the call as opposed to the numbers of the call. And this is a wholesale shift in thinking because, as you know, most of corporate America is driven by, especially sales forces, by how many people you call because that's your measurement of success because that should squeeze out some people from the numbers. What I'm suggesting here is a whole turnaround concept. That is that it's not about how many people you call. It's what you say on that call that allows you to create a conversation. And that's what I want to put a spotlight on with Unlock the Game is what you're saying, how you're coming across, the volume of your voice, your premature enthusiasm and hello, all those little notions essentially create rejection. And so if you can essentially learn how to diffuse pressure on the phone with people, mm-hmm. you will not have to say to yourself, I've got to call 100 people today. What you're going to say is, I'm going to essentially use my new skills to have 5 or 6 conversations today, and you're not going to have to call 100 people. You can call 10 or 20 because you're going to have the ability to essentially talk to people on a first call without causing them to push back on you and create rejection. So when I do corporate training with corporate clients, what I do in our live sessions is we actually do live cold calling in the room, and I do the calls myself. And I'm not calling my prospects. You know whose prospects I'm calling?
Calling their prospects live in front of them in a room.
That's right. And I don't even work there. And it's the only way to demonstrate how this works because they're so trained on calling, giving a presentation, getting pushback, and pushing harder to win, and it becomes so difficult. What happens is they find relief, a relief, by calling more people. And when they hit voicemail, they give them permission for them to call more people as opposed to hitting zero and having a soft, natural way of identifying the whereabouts of where the person is. So that's another part of what I've developed here. But I'm just kind of giving you a feel for a different way of thinking. If you have the ability and the skills to engage people in a non-confrontational way at the beginning of the sales process, you won't have to get stuck in that sales numbers mentality, which essentially dehumanizes the whole process of selling.